Visiting Togolese Minister of Communication, Culture, Art and Civic Education, Mrs. Kumiele Anati, has commended Ghana for the strides it is making in the area of civic education, adding that she will endeavor to replicate most of Ghana's concepts in her country. Mrs. Anati was speaking when she and her delegation sat through this year's Greater Accra Regional Showcase of the Project Citizen Competition, in which Accra Girls Senior High School emerged winners of the six schools competition. We bring you Justice Mengel's report.
Project Citizen is one of the flagship programs of the National Commission for Civic Education. It teaches students age 11 to 18 to monitor and influence public policy at the local and national levels. It enables students to acquire civic knowledge, skills and disposition to make informed and reasoned decisions. The concept was picked from the Center for Civic Education in the United States. Six schools comprising Accra Academy, Tema Secondary School, Accra Girls Senior High, Chemu Senior High, Christian Methodist and Presbyterian Boys Senior High School took part in the competition. They made presentations on electoral violence, illegal use of motorbikes for commercial purposes, kayaye, power outages in schools and child abuse. Accra Girls took the first position with a splendid presentation on the activities of kayaye in the Nima Mamobi area, followed by Accra Academy, which portrayed the effect of power outages on students. Chemu Senior High came third with a presentation on illegal use of motorbikes for commercial purposes. Mrs. Dura Hammond is the Deputy Director for Programs of the National Commission for Civic Education.
Sometimes getting people to volunteer to do this job is very difficult. You are not paid for doing this. So what we do is to speak to the social studies teachers in the schools, because their work basically is to do with citizenship. And most of them are social studies teachers whose work is related to what we are trying to do. So they often opt to help us do it. We wish at least every senior high school in Ghana would be covered by this project, because like you see, it's a very good project. It helps them to do research. It helps them to come up with solutions. The biometric voter register we are doing was a solution a school came up with 5 years back. So I think it's a good thing if all schools in Ghana are made to be part of the Project Citizen campaign.
Some of the participating schools gave an overview of the program.
As of now, it's just to help us, and these are some of the few opportunities that we have to make our ideas known to the government, to be added to their policies and make Ghana a better place to live.
The program is inspiring. It's a big platform for us to express our views. In fact, we are very much confident in helping to develop our motherland, Ghana. The challenges that we face putting up this program is financial problems. And then some students, they are nervous because maybe they've never been to such a program before. They are nervous, so you have to persuade them to be able to get them on board. And some need a lot of time to prepare. So we as a day students, when we close, we have to spend a lot of time. When we get home, our parents will be complaining.
This program is really going on well. This is actually my first time being here. I think it's a very great step that this country is taking in making sure that we children, our opinions and our ideas as to how to develop the country is heard by others.
In an observation, the Togolese Minister for Communication, Culture, Arts and Civic Education, Mrs. Kumiele Anati, was full of praise for the National Commission for Civic Education in its achievement. She pledged to implement some of the programs she has observed in her home country.
That was Justice Mengel's report.